This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between November 1st and November 30th, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury sets in the west southwest at 6:51 p.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun sets at 6 o'clock p.m. PDT, 51 minutes earlier. The planet is 77% illuminated and 5.8 arc seconds wide. A magnification of 150 times is needed to see such a small disk. On the 26th, the sun sets at 4:44 p.m. PST, and Mercury sets at 5:46 p.m. PST, with a disk 31% illuminated and 8.3 arc seconds wide. After the 26th, Mercury will set less than 1 hour after the sun and will not be observable. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus sets in the west-southwest at 8:06 p.m. PDT on the 1st, with a disk that is 77% illuminated and 14 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Venus sets at 7:46 p.m. PST, with a disk that is 68% illuminated and 17 arc seconds wide. A small telescope with a magnification of 100 times will show the disk. Mars rises in the east-northeast in Cancer the Crab at 11:07 p.m. PDT on the 1st, with a disk that is 89% illuminated and 9.2 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Mars rises at 8:43 p.m. PST, with a disk 92% illuminated and 12 arc seconds wide. The planet will be 2 degrees northwest of the large open cluster Messier 44, nicknamed the Beehive. Mars increases in brightness, width, and amount of illumination until it reaches opposition on January 16, 2025. Jupiter rises in the east-northeast in Taurus the Bull at 8:17 p.m. PDT on the 1st, with a disk 46 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Jupiter rises at 5:09 p.m. PST and is 48 arc seconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn sets in the west-southwest in Aquarius the Water Bearer at 2:48 a.m. PDT on the 1st, with a disk 18 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Saturn sets at 11:50 p.m. PST with a disk 17 arc seconds wide. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus rises in the east-northeast in Taurus the Bull at 6:44 p.m. PDT on the 1st, with a disk 3.8 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Uranus sets in the west-northwest at 5:39 a.m. PST. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 3 hours, 32 minutes, and 13 seconds, and declination 18 degrees, 50 arc minutes, and 19 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's disk. Neptune sets in the west in Pisces the Fishes at 3:58 a.m. PDT on the 1st, with a disk 2.3 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Neptune sets at 1:03 a.m. PST. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours, 52 minutes, and 6 seconds, and declination negative 2 degrees, 17 arc minutes, and 14 arc seconds. Neptune continues its slow retrograde motion. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's disk. New moon occurs on the 1st, first quarter on the 8th, full moon on the 15th, last quarter on the 22nd, and new moon again on the 30th. Special events. Daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 3rd at 2 a.m. All clocks must be set back 1 hour, according to the saying, spring forward, fall back. Comet C-2023-A3, Tsuchinshan Atlas, is visible in the evening sky. In November, it will have faded and binoculars will be needed to see it. On the 1st, the comet sets in the west in Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer at 10:24 p.m. PDT, 3 hours, 20 minutes after the sun sets. On the 10th, the comet crosses into Serpens Cauda, the serpent. On the 24th, it crosses into Aquila, the eagle. On the 30th, the comet sets in the west at 8:30 p.m. PST and will be 13 arc minutes north of the open star cluster, NGC 6755, and might be of a similar overall brightness. The coordinates for November are posted on our webpage. The Leonid meteor shower peaks from the evening of the 17th through to the morning of the 18th. The Leonids usually produce 10 to 20 meteors per hour, with many bright meteors. The moon rises in the late evening sky, 94% illuminated, and will interfere with observation this year. The northern Taurid meteor shower peaks from the evening of the 11th to the morning of the 12th. The moon rises in the late evening sky, 79% full, and will interfere with observation. The northern Taurids might produce 10 to 20 meteors per hour with occasional fireballs. The southern Taurid meteor shower peaks from the evening of the 4th through to the morning of the 5th. The moon will be in the evening sky as a thin crescent, 11% full, and will not interfere with observations. The southern Taurids rarely produce more than 5 meteors per hour, but many are bright fireballs. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.